The gospel reading today comes from Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Let us listen for the word of the Lord together. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him, keeping their distance. They called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they found they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked all present, were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God, except this foreigner? And then he said to him, you get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Is there any true wellness apart from Christ's blessing? Leprosy is a terrible disease that we don't hear much about anymore, but it still exists. It's a chronic infectious disease, and it makes ugly sores and lesions on the skin and ruins the superficial nerves. It's found mainly, but not exclusively, in tropical regions. In 1993, the World Health Organization began a campaign to completely eliminate leprosy by the year 2000. It is also known as Hansen's disease. Leprosy actually affects about 43,000 continental Americans each year. It's still with us. Did you know? There is a chance of catching leprosy, albeit very small. But I think the ancients noticed that to keep a leper at home wasn't good enough, and that their disease would sometimes spread. And so the tradition became to cast them out to the outskirts of town, to their own little colonies where they could live far away from healthy folk. In many instances, these people have been able to write to us of their experience, that it was a relief to get away from a population that feared them as monsters. In the ancient world, and maybe just a little bit today, it was believed that diseases like leprosy were outward signs of inner evil and darkness. So it wasn't just a matter of being scared of sickness. It was a matter of being contaminated by darkness. In today's scripture, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, on his way to the cross. Traveling in these places, between these two places, Samaria and Judea, he hears these voices call to him, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Typical of lepers to call for alms. Not typical of lepers to know the name. Maybe these lepers had heard that Jesus had cured others. Maybe they were waiting for him and were so happy and excited. And they called to him. And they called to him for mercy. They reached out and asked for healing from a distance. Jesus says to them, calls back to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And they go. Does anybody else notice that a step was skipped here? Usually Jesus says, you are forgiven or you are healed. And then they are healed. And then he says, go show yourselves to the priests. Here, he just says directly, go. They call to him and he says, yes, go. And on the way they found they were healed. One of them turns back. 1 in 10. Praising God in a loud voice. There's a lot of loud voices in this story, isn't there? He's praising God in a loud voice. He comes all the way back to Jesus, throws himself down and thanks Jesus. Was there only one of you, Jesus asks, to come back and praise God? No answer. It's obvious. Each of the 10 obeyed Jesus. He said, go to the priests, and they did it. I think that's what you and I would do too. If God said, go do, I hope that we would just do. Why did this one stop and go back? That was a risk. He could have displeased the rabbi, right? But instead, Jesus sees his joy in his healing. Jesus hears his rejoicing to God. And the final word of the story is Jesus' blessing. Jesus gets to be the one to declare, your faith has made you well. Brothers and sisters, there is a lesson in thankfulness here that I think is so important. I think it characterizes the relationship with Jesus Christ. I think it characterizes Christians. This is one of the most unifying aspects of our life in the faith. We can all agree on one single thing. It is right to be grateful to God. Every month when we celebrate Holy Communion, part of that liturgy is, it is right to give our thanks and praise. Remember? Truly it is right. And why? Why? Those who are grateful are serving one master, the author of all goodness. And those who are not grateful, who are forgetting to be grateful, who don't make time for it, or don't respond in that way, are necessarily losing themselves to a world that will distract them endlessly into everything else except gratitude. There is an old story, and I like telling you old stories. You're such a nice, fresh audience. Nobody has actually said to me, oh, I've heard that one a million times. So that's good. I guess I have a nice story about this. It has to do with, it's a legend really about a man who manages to completely by accident stumble upon the barn where Satan keeps his collection of seeds of misery, right? Different seeds of darkness and doubt and all the different ugly tools. A fun legend, a creative story. And Satan comes in and sees this man specifically looking at the bag of seeds that's labeled despair. And the man asks, is it easy to sow these seeds everywhere? And Satan says, oh, yes. Why, I just scatter them out there and they grow, 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 except in one place. The man says, yes, in the hearts of those who are grateful. In the hearts of those who are grateful, the seeds of despair cannot thrive. You can't serve two masters. It's difficult to be thankful for a lot of things. It's difficult to be thankful when we behold suffering in this world, or when in our own lives there is great fearfulness and horrible things that happen. It is very difficult to be thankful for these things, and maybe we don't need to be. But I do know that the darkness cannot prevail if your attention and your focus is on what should prevail, which is the light. Bringing the darkness into the light, then, is what confession is meant to be about. This is the place of healing. This is the place where God calls us to bring our despair here and sacrifice it and take up the cross of joy. Here is healing. For those who stop everything to be grateful, there is always healing. I had a most bizarre experience last week. I was here kind of late at night, and I was the last one to leave the building, and everything was locked up, and I did one last quick make sure the lights were off, make sure the office door was locked, and it was dark, and I was outside, and a car pulls up. Always a concern, right? So I'm getting into my car pretty darn quick, and I'm looking for the locks on my door. I'm locking it. A nice middle-aged lady gets out of her car, and she comes walking over to me, and I think, oh boy, here comes the begging for the money. Because I am hard of heart and a mean person, really. So I open up my window. Yes, she says, hi, would you happen to be the pastor here? Yeah, how can I help you? I'm really sorry, and I know it's late, and I can see you'd probably like to get home too. I gotta get home to my family too and make dinner, but before I go home, I have got to use your church for just a minute. Please, can I come inside? The most wonderful thing has happened to me today, and I just have got to get in there and praise God because everything is changing for the better now. So what am I supposed to say? No. I wait 5 more minutes, I'm going to hit rush hour. What am I supposed to say? Of course. Welcome. We come in. I throw open the doors. I turn on the lights. I say, would you like for me to sit beside you? Would you like to read some scripture? She goes, no, I don't have time for that. I got to go directly to praying to God, please. Don't mind me. Okay. So I stand in the back of the sanctuary, and I just wait. Actually, I sat down. You know, there's always a little suspicious part of my mind. I don't want to leave somebody I don't know alone in this place, you know? I'm trying to be careful. And yeah, it only took about 5 minutes, and she was done. And she said, hey, thanks so much. God bless you. God bless the church. Bye-bye. And out that door she went. And I guess walked all the way around. But she was in, she had her prayer, she was done. Wonder who she was. I said to myself, thank you, God. Because I didn't know how I was going to preach this scripture this week. I was completely at a loss. And there it was. In conclusion, we are fallible people. We are people who scramble to control our lives and to do the right thing. We are people who desperately long to be better organizers with our busy lives. We are people who long to do right by Jesus. Brothers and sisters, let there be no more anxiety on this count, for you are already loved. Your salvation is already complete. You were made and live and breathe on this day to love God and to embrace the gift of gratitude. This is for you to teach your children and to enjoy. Thanks be to God. Amen.